Welcome to the RCI Business Report for Monday, March 28th, 2022. Today, our report covers Jamaica, Barbados, Trinidad and Tobago, and the Eastern Caribbean Securities Exchange. On the Eastern Caribbean Securities Market today, 4,450 Bank of St. Vincent and the Grenadines Limited shares traded at $9.01 per share, unchanged from its previous closing price. Also, 50 Bank of St. Vincent and the Grenadines Limited shares traded odd lot at $9 per share, and 66 St. Kitts Nevis Anguilla National Bank Limited shares traded odd lot at $2.80 per share. On the regional government securities market, the government of St. Lucia's six-year U.S. dollar bond, auctioned on the ECSE's primary market platform, raised $5.9 million. The competitive uniform price methodology used resulted in an interest rate of 7%. The following are the latest closing prices for the major equities listed on the ECSE. Bank of St. Vincent and the Grenadines Limited, $9.01. East Caribbean Financial Holding Company Limited, $3.75. Grenada Electricity Services, $11. Republic Bank Grenada Limited, $45. Grenada Cooperative Bank, $9.51. Bank of Nevis Limited, $3.50. St. Lucia Electricity Services, $20. On the Trinidad Stock Exchange, overall market activity resulted from trading in 18 securities, of which 7 advanced, 7 declined, and 4 traded firm. Trading activity resulted in the following movements of the TTSE indices. The All-TNT Index declined by 4.42 points to close at 2,090.31. The Composite Index declined by 21.6 points to close at 1,444.58. The Cross-Listed Index declined by 5.6 points to close at 105.53. The SME Index remained at 40.67. Trading activity on the first-day market registered a volume of 517,000 shares, crossing the floor of the exchange valued at $4.5 million. Massey Holdings Limited was the volume leader with 175,000 shares, changing hands for the value of $1 million. Followed by JMMB Group Limited, with a volume of 89,000 shares being traded for $205,000. On the Jamaica Stock Exchange, overall market activity resulted from trading in 58 stocks, of which 25 advanced, 17 declined, and 16 traded firm. Market volume amounted to 21.9 million units, valued at over $202 million. Wigton Wind Farm Limited Ordinary Shares was the volume leader with 10.5 million units, followed by Trans-Jamaican Highway Limited with 4.3 million units, and Sagicor Select Funds Limited Financial with 1.7 million units. On the Barbados Stock Exchange, 5 unchanged as 41,000 shares traded on the regular market with a total value of $665,000. Epley Caribbean Property Development Fund was the volume leader with 29,600 at a high of 12 cents and a low of 12 cents before closing at 12 cents. They were followed by a Government of Barbados Bond Series B and Barbados Farms Limited, which traded 10,000 and 1,044 shares, respectively. For RCI's Business Report, I am Tova Gibson.